activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret, and some of which he emailed in diary-like entries to relatives between April 2018 and September 2019.
Bolton says that he looks forward to the fight to defend his lawful conduct and expose President Trump's abuse of power. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
He has spent a lifetime in national security, and he has, there's a whole section in the indictment about speaking publicly about how important it is to handle classified information in the proper way.
The indictment also suggests classified information was exposed when operatives believed linked to the Iranian regime hacked Bolton's email account in 2021 and gained access to sensitive material. A U.S. official confirms to CBS News that the U.S. military carried out a strike today on another vessel in the Caribbean, and there were survivors aboard the boat. CBS's Charlie Daggett also reports on a show of military muscle at Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro's doorstep.
In a dramatic new show of force, three B-52 long-range bombers flew for hours yesterday off the coast of Venezuela. Late today, the commander in charge of the mission, Admiral Alvin Hosley, abruptly stepped down, a surprise move less than a year into the job. That's after President Trump told reporters he authorized CIA operations in the country, prompting concern from Democrats on Capitol Hill.
They rocked in platform boots, painted faces, and flashy outfits. Kiss founding member Ace Frehley has died. The man who played a smoke-filled guitar fell recently, and his family and agents say he died of an injury suffered in that fall. He was 74. Fellow band members Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley say Frehley was an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier during some of the most formative foundational chapters of the band and its history. More evacuees from coastal Alaska villages inundated by the remnants of Typhoon Halong are arriving in Anchorage. CBS's Carter Evans.
When the typhoon slammed the coastline, homes were ripped from their foundations and washed out to sea, some with people still inside. Nicholas Mills watched it happen.
They had to climb out of their bedroom window aboard a boat.
This part of Alaska is so remote that by the time rescuers flew in Sunday, people had to be plucked from their rooftops by helicopter.
One person has died, two are missing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
What more can you say about a woman named Jolene? Well,
it's been 52 years, and Dolly Parton is celebrating the release of her iconic song. The 79-year-old country music star has posted throwback video of herself performing Jolene. Since its release in 1973, it's been covered in various languages by more than 30 singers, including the White Stripes and Beyoncé. Parton's acknowledged the tune is loosely based on a woman who once flirted with her late husband, Carl Dean, at a bank. The name came from a little girl she met at a concert. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A museum in central Germany has been unexpectedly overrun by Taylor Swift fans. The museum reports that hundreds of additional visitors showed up last weekend, drawn to a painting that resembles the opening scene of Swift's hit video, The Fate of Ophelia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. It's 60 right now.
Central Park to the Wynn Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So high, and then he clicked his heels. shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head I heard someone ask him, please, Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Dolly's and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, Dolly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you? McGuinn and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, guess it had to be that way.
Sebastian hands off for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
Thank you.
arrested. Agents can't be trusted. And then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Ah!
I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
They keep their boyfriends warm at night.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, but every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, be short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Sickle willows blazing in scarlet. once was a true love of mine.
The sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah,
oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, is indicted in Maryland on 18 counts of mishandling classified information by sharing with family members diary entries about his time in the White House. He's the third Trump critic recently indicted, the president saying,
"He's a bad guy. Too bad, but it's the way it goes."
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
We need to remember President Trump had been formally indicted for such a crime. So what we need to find out exactly is what is in those documents, whether they are really classified, and if the handling of them by John Bolton actually violates the law.
Bolton says he has become the latest target in weaponizing the Justice Department. After what he calls a very productive call, President Trump says he will meet with Vladimir Putin in Budapest. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Fresh off his peace efforts in the Middle East, President Trump is now turning back to the one deal that has eluded him for 9 months.
Because of my relationship with President Putin, I thought this would be very quick.
In a bid to kickstart talks, Trump agreed today to hold another one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, like the one he just hosted in Alaska in August.
Tomorrow, he'll meet with Ukraine's president at the White House.
I'm back in the New York.
Ace Frehley was the original lead guitarist and founding member of the band Kiss. His family and agent say that he has died after injuries suffered in a recent fall. Bandmates Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley say they are devastated by the passing of Frehley, who was 74. Published reports say most flood victims in Texas are still left wanting when it comes to getting help from FEMA. CBS's Peter King.
The Texas Tribune reports FEMA has only okayed help for about 1 in 5 applicants from the July 4th floods in Kerr County, the lowest approval percentage among 9 counties which were hit. The Tribune says more than 1,700 people are still stuck in the initial stage. Top reason given is that people have withdrawn their requests or failed to respond to FEMA inquiries, but victim advocates say communications in the area still spotty. People may not be able to respond.
Salt Lake City and its international airport have teamed up to open a food pantry to support federal employees working through the government shutdown. Bill Wyatt, head of the Salt Lake City Department of Airports, on what's being offered.
Kind of a range of household items that are available to all of those.